I'm now joining on the line by Advocate Ntuli. He joins us in conversation following that. The advocate says that he is heading to the Constitutional Court for a review of President Ramaphosa's decision in response to the food poisoning incident that claimed about 22 children in the country due to the food allegedly bought from spaza shops. He joins us now on the line. Advocate, good evening. I really want to thank you so much for making time.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, Advocate. Are you well?
I'm very well. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Advocate, apologies to interject there, but let's maybe best ventilate your point. You taking this case straight to the Constitutional Court. Why? Why are you not taking it into the lower courts before it gets to, obviously, the apex court? What really informed that decision?
Thank you for asking that question. But before I answer it, it's important that I greet all our people, South Africans. I greet them. And it is honestly a moment of a pain. But also, before I will elaborate on the reasons, I'm a people advocate. I'm still practicing under the supervision of my principal. But that be as it may, I needed to submit the court straight away. Now, my brother, one would note, including our own government, that the issue of the laws of this country, and I'm sure it's something that we'll all concede as South Africans, that it appears, and from an honest research which I did for a number of years, I'm studying laws on daily basis, day and night, just to make sure that whenever I reason the laws of this country, I'm not found to be wrong. The issue currently of the food poisoning in the country, at some stage, I had to get an opportunity when these allegations were starting in the country. I felt that it's important that I must look at all the laws of the country and see whether they open loopholes not to protect the people of this country. And I found that, in fact, the laws of this country are sufficient in protecting the people of this country. And as a result thereof, I felt that it's important that I draw attention to our government. And when I mean our government, I should be clear and state, I mean all functionaries who are working in government, who are, without any doubt, our sisters, our uncles, our cousins, you can name them. Mm. Because they are not coming just from a low A. They are coming from families.
Sure.
And there's no doubt that they are coming from families whom they know to what extent do they suffer in the country. And it's something which it should have been very acknowledged by all of us, that the dignity of the country itself and its people, it takes preference over anything in the country.
Yeah.
And so as the security of the country. Now, my brother, having said that, in being concerned as a South African, and absolutely not that I am, and as a result thereof, in seeing all of this, that really are issues with quite disturbing, that we have a country where the laws of the country are not the one to be spoken about on a daily basis. But what we seem to be having a great pleasure as a nation is that we are politically driven even to reason things that they should not be reason.
Yeah, apologies, Advocate. I have to come in there. I'm not gathering from you why are you taking this case to the Constitutional Court instead of any other court, but more so, what is wrong with the decision that the President has taken to say those shops that are deemed to be selling contaminated food needs to be closed and those that are not should apply to be registered within the next 21 days? What is wrong with that decision?
Okay, thank you. I needed to lay out the proper background, but let me specifically answer your question as you are putting them to me. My brother, first and first, our president is governed in this country by Section 83 of the Constitution.
Sure.
It's obligated by the law of this country to uphold the law, defend it, and so forth. But what is important in terms of that provision, if one reads it in its context, it speaks of the president's obligation to unite the nation. So now, let's have that starting point. It's a serious obligation. Now, not only on him, but the parliamentarians, all of them, including the politicians of the country. Now, let's deal with the reason why it is wrong. The reason of the president is honestly wrong in a number of ways, and it is not supported by legal principles of the country or statutes. Let me deal with three principles of the laws of this country that governs the problem that we are currently facing.
Sure.
We know, as a matter of fact, that there are various statutes that actually compel our government health inspectors to inspect. And if you look at the statute, it does not speak as to how many days they should do that. So, in fact, they are obligated to do that at any given time.
Yeah.
Now, it's a first point. Now, let's deal with the reason that is wrong here. The reason of the president, we appreciate the fact that he responded to the nation through the letter which I wrote with my other brother to say we are asking the president and including all functionaries to protect the country because they are really bounded by the law to do so. Now, what is then wrong after all is the decision itself and the reason that were given. Now, let's start first here. It cannot be correct that the president of the country will go as to extend his view to, say, foreigners, Somalians, and all of those. They've got to have 21 days to go and register. What is missed by the president in principle is that if you look at, let's start first to define the law. Three laws that I'm going to define. One is Immigration Act.
Sure.
In 2002. There is the Asylum Act. There is the Refugees Act. Now, these three statutes, they are governing people who will enter another country.
Sure.
Now, let's start with the Immigration Act. The Immigration Act is very clear in Section 19, Subsection 2. Or it starts in Section 19. It deals with the people who will come from other countries and do business in this country.
Yeah.
That's a first starting point.
But, Advocate, let's agree now, that... Can I interject there? Let's also agree that those people, even though it's regulated within the Act, but those people have also a responsibility to subject themselves to the laws of the country. But number one, as things stand now, we do not know where these people are regulated in terms of, yes, some of them, they are having permits from municipalities, but those permits does not guarantee registration. So what the president, in my understanding, what he's trying to do is to facilitate somewhat of a paper trail or a registrar of how many businesses we have that are owned by foreign nationals or even not. But what also happens, I'd like you maybe before we park the conversation to address the Section 28(1)(c) that says give every children the basic right to nutrition. So the food that is being sold and is found to be contaminated, surely that can't be nutritious.
That is so much of true. But let me finalize that point because it's important that I finalize the point of the Immigration Act. And I'll be very quick. My brother, the Immigration Act starting point, it says whoever wants to come and do business in the country, you must at least pop out an investment of $5 million.
Sure.
Right. Now, if our president will direct, and remember, that provision says anything of a wage, table shop, tax shop, and all. That is reserved for South Africans.
Sure.
Strictly. There's no exception there. Once a rule do not create an exception,
yeah,
anyone who does anything that violates that rule, it becomes an offense.
Yeah.
Now, let's have that starting point. The president announced that the people must go and register.
Yeah.
But what he has failed to properly deal with is the act itself, which allows these people to do business in the country, but to pop out a specified money.
Yeah.
And the municipality of this country, let me point this, the municipalities of this country, they are not supposed to take responsibility in doing registration of people who are foreigners. You know why?
Advocate?
Because,
yeah,
my brother, the Home Affairs, let me finish up, the Home Affairs is the one responsible,
sure,
in other words, the custodian of the Immigration
I
Act.
Agree.
It must make sure that those who want to do business,
yeah,
they monitor them that they pay $5 million,
sure,
they monitor them that they don't do anything that is called the very skill that South Africans,
sure,
have.
Advocate, this, unfortunately, you and I have exhausted the time we had, but I wish you well in the efforts, even though you did not tell me why you're not going to the high courts at least to appraise this issue, but you're going straight to the Constitutional Court.
Well, we'll have a time. We'll have a time.
Without a doubt. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, Advocate Skatsak. Thanks, man. Really appreciate that. That's Advocate Muzi Ntuli. He's taking the decision of the president to the High Court. In fact, he deems that the president did not follow all the steps. But